RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian State Intelligence Agency BIN seeks more information before acting against hostage taker. Indonesia sees rising demand for certified engineers. Japanese pressing interest in Patimban project. Now the news in detail. Indonesian State Intelligence Agency, or BIN, is still following additional leads before it will act against the Abu Sayyaf militant group which has taken 10 Indonesian hostage in the Philippines. This was stated by the chief of the agency, Sutioso, on Tuesday. The Al-Qaeda-linked group based in the southern Philippines hijacked the Indonesian flat tugboat Brahma 12 while it was en route to the Philippines from Banjarmasin in East Kalimantan. Chief Sutioso said the government has yet to make a decision on whether to deploy intelligence personnel or Indonesian military TNI in attempt to free the hostages. According to reports, local police found the Indonesian vessel abandoned in the Philippine province of Tawi-Tawi with a crew mission. The Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs said that since Saturday, the vessel owner has received two phone calls from the hostage takers who had demanded a ransom equivalent to $1 million for the crew members' release. The Abu Sayyaf militant group is mostly known for kidnappings, beheadings, bombing, and extortion. The group has also been a major influence on other terror groups in Southeast Asia. Indonesia needs to produce more certified civil engineers not only to ensure the completion of its ambitious infrastructure projects but also to boost its competitiveness against other Southeast Asian countries, an infrastructure expert has said. To support Indonesia in developing a more structured and globally recognized certification for civil engineers, the British government London-based institution of civil engineers, ICE, are jointly running a pilot project with the target of 25 Indonesian civil engineers obtaining ICE certification this year. British Embassy Prosperity Fund manager Nova Farida Lestari said there was possibility that the British government would continue funding the project in the coming years if the pilot project ran successfully. To boost economic growth and infrastructure development, the government is planning to complete 30 priority infrastructure projects across the country within the next 4 years. The government of Indonesia established on Monday a new bureau within the Tourism Ministry to help the meeting incentives, convention, and exhibition MICE industry in the country to flourish and eventually attract more tourists. The new bureau officially called the Indonesian Convention and Exhibition Bureau, INESEP, will help the ministry promote up to 16 cities across the country to become international-level MICE destinations. INESEP Chairman Budi Tirtawisata said the body will mostly focus on developing and improving three things, namely a proper database of possible MICE destinations in Indonesia, promotional reports, and bidding on international MICE events. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Arif has said the ministry has invested up to $10 million in INESEP. The Tourism Minister is aiming to attract up to 12 million international visitors by the end of 2016, getting ever closer to the global set by President Joko Widodo to attract 20 million international visitors Associate Visitors by 2019. In 2015, Indonesia managed to attract up to 10 million international visitors, and also its wonderful Indonesia brand taked 49th place in the ranking of the world's most valuable national travel campaigns. Following its failure to win the head-to-head competition with China for the $5.1 billion high-speed railway project late last year, Japan does not want to miss another massive investment opportunity in Indonesia and has expressed an interest in financing the development of new deep-sea port project in Patimban, Subang, West Java. Patimban Port, located some 120 km east of Jakarta, is to be a replacement for the previously planned Chilamaya Port in Krawan, West Java, which was scrapped last year. The government moved the project further east. The Ministry of Port and Dredging Director, Moritz Sibarani, previously said if Japan took over the financing for the project, the developer of the port was very likely to confront Japan. He said that before the construction, many things still need to be done, including finishing the detailed engineering design, DED, obtaining an environmental impact analysis, or AMDAL, as well as adjusting the location to the provincial special planning of the Subang area. Indonesian Tourism Minister is proposing to form a single authority to manage some part of Jakarta's historic Kota Tua area whose buildings are currently undergoing renovations. Tourism Minister Arif Hidayat said during a discussion recently that he believed that a top-to-bottom approach would help to revitalize Kota Tua more quickly. Meanwhile, the revitalization of buildings is now conducted by the Jakarta Old Town Revitalization Corp, which has acquired 18 buildings to be renovated. Minister Arif said that the formation of a single authority would ease the process of revitalization in the area. He also said that most of the buildings were owned by state-owned companies, so it would be easy to ask them to cooperate if there was special regulation. The government of Indonesia needs to maintain a low inflation rate and speed up structural reform to help the domestic banking industry improve its efficiency ahead of economic liberalization within ASEAN. Standard & Poor's primary credit analyst Ivan Tan said the banking industry had been accustomed to high operating costs for years because the country's lack of infrastructure. The International Monetary Fund senior representative Berik Benhant said that the government and all stakeholders may need to address the root of problems such as high inflation rates and centralized third-party funds. In addition, he said the government and the financial regulators should give small and medium-sized banks wider access to technology, so that they could acquire a significant amount of low-cost funds and reduce dependency on expensive time deposits. The last item, Japan's National Graduate Institute of Policy Studies, or GRIPS, has bestowed an honorary doctorate on former Indonesian Finance Minister Ginanjar Kartasasmita in Tokyo on Friday. Ginanjar, who also headed the National Development Planning Agency, or BAPINAS, between 1993 and 1998, received the title from GRIPS Chancellor Professor Takeshi Shiraishi, who is an expert on Indonesia. It is Ginanjar's fifth honorary doctorate. In his scholastic oration, Ginanjar shed light on the relations between Indonesia and Japan and the potential challenges the land of the rising sun will face in the near future. Bilateral relations have existed between Japan and Indonesia for 50 years, and Ginanjar said he believes the East Asian country has played a pivotal role in Indonesia's development. The ongoing relation between Japan and Indonesia serves as a foundation to increase the quality and value of technological and labor inputs in the archipelago. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesian government strongly condemns the Easter terror attacks in the city of Lahore, Pakistan last Sunday evening local time. At least 65 people were killed and hundreds injured due to the attacks. Strong condemnation expressed by the Indonesian government is not without reason given it is still fresh in the memory. Not long ago, Jakarta also experienced bombing by terrorists. At the time, some people were killed and injured as a result of the terror. The terror attacks which occurred during rush hour and at the middle of the city killed and injured some people. Indonesia repeatedly stressed that acts of terrorism or violence cannot be tolerated. It also reminds us the importance of the international unity in combating anarchy and terror. Efforts will continue to be made to jointly fight radicalism, which is at the root of the problem. Lahore bombing seems to be connected with the series of bombings and terror that occurred recently in Paris, France, and then in Brussels, Belgium. Even though there was a claim from Al-Qaeda, the bomb attack in Pakistan is still unclear and who is responsible. Reflecting on the condition of Indonesia in the fight against terrorism in 2003, the government passed Law No. 15 on terrorism. Then, a specialized body to combat terrorism was formed in 2010 under the name National Agency for Combating Terrorism. Whatever is done or made by the Indonesian government shows earnest efforts in tackling terrorism. It is obvious that Indonesia strongly condemns all acts of terrorism, not only that happened in Lahore, but also occurred anywhere in the world. Well, that was commentary from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, entitled Indonesian Government Condemns Terror Attacks in Pakistan. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with March the 29th, 1922. The Philatelic Club Post Zevel Verzamelaars Club Batavia was established. Indonesian philatelic community celebrates every March the 29th as the date of the establishment of the first philatelic club in Indonesia, then was still under the Dutch colonial rule. On March the 29th, 1922, stamp collectors from all over Indonesia, then the Dutch India, gathered in Batavia, now Jakarta, and established philatelic club named Post Zevel Verzamelaars Club Batavia. After independence of the Republic of Indonesia, the name of the society turned into the General Association of Indonesian Philatelists. In 1965, it became Philatelist Association of Indonesia, and in 1985, it became the Philatelic Society of Indonesia. Next is March the 29, 2010, bombing of the Moscow Metro. Moscow Metro bombing in 2010 was a suicide bombing carried out by two women in the morning rush hours on March the 29, 2010 at two stations of Moscow Metro. The first attack occurred at the Lubyanka station. The second occurred about 40 minutes after the first attack. The second attack occurred at Park Kulturia station. At least 38 people were killed. Investigations indicate the bombings carried out by Chechen separatist groups. Russian officials said that it was the most deadly terrorist attack and the most advanced in the Russian capital. And last item is what happened in 1971. It's still connected with My Lai massacre in Vietnam. Lieutenant William Kelly is convicted of premeditated murder and sentenced to life in prison. The My Lai massacre was the Vietnam War mass killing of between 347 and 504 unarmed civilians in South Vietnam on March the 16, 1968. It was committed by U.S. Army soldiers of the 23rd Infantry Division. Victims included men, women, children, and infants. Some of the women were gang-raped and their bodies mutilated. 26 soldiers were charged with criminal offenses, but only Lieutenant William Kelly Jr., a platoon leader in C Company, was convicted. Found guilty of killing 22 villagers, he was originally given a life sentence but served only 3.5 years under house arrest. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
You are still with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia condemns pop tech in Pakistan. So stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Less than 1 week after a suicide bombing occurred in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday evening local time, another suicide bomb attack rocked Pakistan. It occurred in Gulsam Park, Iqbal, in the town of Lahore, Pakistan, which left an estimated 65 people died and hundreds wounded. Most victims were women and children who were enjoying the Easter weekend holiday in the park. Condemnations continued to flow from various world leaders, including Indonesian President Joko Widodo. President Joko Widodo, through social media on Monday, expressed deep sorrow for the victims of the bomb attack in Lahore, Pakistan, which occurred on Sunday, March the 27th. The president said that Indonesia strongly condemns the bomb attack and emphasizes that terrorism in the name of anything cannot be justified. The same expression is also said by Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Mahyudin, in Jakarta on Monday, who strongly condemned the act of terrorism. He said that one of the objectives of Indonesia, as stated in the preamble of the 1945 Constitution, is to participate in maintaining world order. He asserted that Indonesia is a sovereign state that wants to realize and maintain world order. So, Indonesia strongly opposes terrorist acts under any circumstances because it has caused disruption in the world. Related to that, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that so far, no Indonesian citizen have become victims of the bomb attack in Lahore, Pakistan last Sunday. She also said that the Indonesian embassy in Pakistan had strengthened coordination with the local authorities to obtain information related to Indonesian students who were studying in Lahore. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also condemned the suicide bomb attack in Lahore, Pakistan, which she said horrible. The Pakistan government, he said, should have done its utmost to run some protective measures for all individuals, including the minorities. Ban Ki-moon added that he expressed condolences to the victims and their families, as well as expressing solidarity with the people and government of Pakistan. Well, that was Focus on Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian State Intelligence Agency or BIN is still deploying additional leads before it will act against the Abu Sayyaf militant group which has taken 10 Indonesians hostage in the Philippines. This was stated by the agency chief Sutioso on Tuesday. Indonesia needs to produce more certified civil engineers not only to ensure the completion of its ambitious infrastructure project but also to boost its competitiveness against other Southeast Asian countries. This was stated by an infrastructure expert. The government of Indonesia established Monday a new bureau within the Tourism Ministry to hold the meeting incentives, conventions, and exhibition MICE industry in the country to flourish and eventually attract more tourists. Following its failure to win the head-to-head competition with China for $5.1 billion high-speed railway project late last year, Japan does not want to miss another massive investment opportunity in Indonesia and has expressed an interest in financing the development of new deep-sea port project in Patimban Subang, West Java. Indonesian Tourism Ministry proposing to form a single authority to manage some parts of Jakarta's historic Kota Tua area whose buildings are currently undergoing renovations. The government of Indonesia needs to maintain a low inflation rate and speed up structural reform to help the domestic banking industry improve its efficiency ahead of economic liberalization within ASEAN. Japan's National Graduate Institute of Policy Studies, or GRIPS, has bestowed an honorary doctorate on former Indonesian Finance Minister Ginanjar Kartasasmita in Tokyo on Friday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Tuesday, March 29th, 2016. We start from Kompas in its headline, writes about Pakistan prepares a big operation. The world seriously condemned a suicide bomb attack at a park in Lahore, Pakistan, on Sunday, March 27, 2016, killed at least 70 people. Pakistan's military has extraordinary power toward the special forces, including attacking and interrogating the suspects of the bomb attack, such to be conducted in Karachi in the last 2 years. Now we have a look at Media Indonesia in its headline writes about the world is getting worse. The incident at Gulsan Iqbal Park in Lahore, Pakistan, changed to be gripping when the bomb blasted at the area. Christians and Muslims of Pakistan were victims. There were 70 killed and 30 others wounded. The world condemned the terrorist action that continuously occurred in various parts of the world. Meanwhile, Republika in its headline writes about bird flu case. The death bird cases due to bird flu increasing occurred in West Java and East Java. The two provinces included in the list of 12 high-risk bird flu regions. In other bird flu vulnerable regions, also reported the death of bird. Head of the Animal Husbandry of West Java, Dodi Firmanugraha, said that based on the latest data until Monday, March 28, there were already 17,996 birds in West Java died. And we end with Business Indonesia in its headline writes about construction sector of state-owned enterprises remains strong. Net profit growth of 4 state-owned enterprises construction sector last year reached the highest rank in the last 5 years. Prospects for the construction sector will continue this year in line with infrastructure development by the government. Net profit of 4 companies of state-owned enterprises, such as the construction of PT Adikarya Tbk, PT Waskita Karya Tbk, PT Wijaya Karya Tbk and PT Pembangunan Perumahan throughout 2015 reached 2.88 trillion rupiah, up 45.21% compared to the 2014 performance worth 1.98 trillion rupiah. Listener, that was the headline.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit West Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Cirebon in West Java Province will hold a Cirebon Wonder Festival 2016 on March 31st to April 2nd, 2016. The event will take place in the three places, namely Waterland Cirebon Beaches, Cirebon Kasepuhan Palace, and Cirebon Kasepuhan Palace Square. The organizing of the event is aimed to boost cultural and historical tourism in Cirebon. Around 30 travel agents nationwide, 34 Department of Tourism in Indonesia, and also ambassadors of neighboring countries plan to attend at the festival. The festival will be enlivened by several activities such as Cirebon art shows and Cirebon typical foods. One of Cirebon typical art shows, namely the Burok art. Listener, Burok art is a typical art of the northern coast of Java or Pantura, especially the area of Cirebon, Brebes, and Indramayu. The show is in the form of winged horse-shaped doll parrot with a head of beautiful princess with long hair. During the event, Burok parrot is accompanied by music, which is usually consists of three pieces dog-dog or percussion instruments typical of West Java, one cymbal, organ, guitar, guitar melody, kromo, and flute. Besides parroting Burok, the artists also come to dance. The parrot is also accompanied by songs presented by male and female singers. They sing alternately depend on the character of the songs. Listener, the Burok Cirebon typical art was firstly introduced by Kanjeng Sunan Kalijaga, one of the propagator of Islam in Java, to invite the community to come together to listen to Sunan Kalijaga's propaganda. Burok art is now evolving to the area where the art is staged. In Cirebon, Burok art is used for entertainment, circumcision, and Thanksgiving. Burok art is now not only present Burok, but also various animals as Burok's companion, which become the uniqueness of each Burok art group. Cirebon Baroque art is usually implemented in a comprehensive or paraded around the village. When the Baroque is paraded, the show getting more lively. When Baroque is presented during the circumcision ceremony, the child is usually rises above Baroque and participates the paraded. Those who want to ride in other animals, they have to pay 5,000 rupiah per person. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Baroque Art. We will meet again tomorrow with interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, here is the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and expressions as well as their use in conversation. Today's topic is pergi berenang, or in English, going swimming. Stay tuned. As usual, I will say the English vocabulary and expression related to our topic today. I will say them twice slowly, and you can follow after me. Pergi berenang. Pergi berenang. In English, going swimming. Hari Minggu. Hari Minggu. In English, Sunday. Berenang. Berenang. In English, to swim. Bersama-sama. Bersama-sama. In English, together. Maaf. Maaf. In English, sorry. Belajar. Belajar. In English, to study. Ujian. Ujian. In English, examination. Fisika. Fisika. In English, physics. Bahasa Inggris. Bahasa Inggris. In English, English. Berapa lama? Berapa lama? In English, how long? 5 hari. 5 hari. In English, 5 days. Setelah. Setelah. In English, after. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? In English, how. Nonton film. Nonton film. In English, to watch movie. Di bioskop. Di bioskop. In English, at cinema. Mengajak. Mengajak. In English, to invite. Teman lain. Teman lain. In English, other friends. Now, here is a conversation example between Budi or A and Rudy or B. I will say them twice slowly, and of course, you can follow after me. Rudy, hari Minggu kita berenang sama-sama ya. Rudy, hari Minggu kita berenang bersama-sama ya. In English, Rudy, let's go swimming on Sunday.
B. Maaf, aku mau belajar. Maaf, aku mau belajar. In English, I'm sorry, I want to study. Hari Senin, aku ada ujian fisika dan bahasa Inggris. Hari Senin, aku ada ujian fisika dan bahasa Inggris. In English, I got physics and English exam on Monday. A. Berapa lama kamu ujian? Berapa lama kamu ujian? In English, how long will the exam be? B. 5 hari. 5 hari. In English, 5 days. A. Setelah ujian selesai, bagaimana kalau kita berenang bersama? Setelah ujian selesai, bagaimana kalau kita berenang bersama? In English, how about we swim after your exam? B. Baiklah, setelah berenang kita bisa lanjutkan nonton film di bioskop. Baiklah, setelah berenang kita bisa lanjutkan nonton film di bioskop. In English, alright, after swimming we can watch a movie at the cinema. A. Setuju. Setuju. In English, I agree. Aku juga akan mengajak teman lain. Aku juga akan mengajak teman lain. In English, I will also invite other friends. B. Ya, kita berangkat bersama-sama. Ya, kita berangkat bersama-sama. In English, yeah, let's go together. Listener, that's the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We meet again next week with other interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian singer, namely Endah Enriza. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Seluas Harapan by Endah Enriza. Happy listening.
Untuk selalu di sini.
Teresa is a duo Indonesian musicians, namely Endah Widyastuti, vocalist and guitarist, and Reza Aditya, the bassist. They present a music genre of folk, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and ballads. Endah and Reza has released 4 albums. Previously, Endah ran her solo career by joining a rock band, then she met Reza Aditya Rama. In 2004, Endah and Reza decided to quit from the band. Endah back to her solo career by releasing a mini-album entitled The New Beginning, joined with Reza as producer. In 2005, Endah and Reza released the album entitled Nowhere to Go, with a simple audio quality and cover design of album which they worked together. The project was an acoustic nuance and dynamic. The album confirmed the duo formation of Endah and Reza, no longer as Endah's solo album project. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Cinta Dalam Kardus by Endah and Reza. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Cintaku ada di sini, tersimpan rapi seperti enggan pergi meski tersakiti. Dan terbayang masa lalu menghantui diriku, ciptakan drama komedi satir sepanjang hidupku. Seiring jalannya waktu, derap hati yang menderu, siapkan kisahku yang cerita cinta di dalam kardus, berharap untuk tersenyum dan berlalu. Dan aku bernyanyi dan aku berharap untuk tersenyum dan berlalu.
Reza is one of the Indonesian top musicians who have familiar to the music lovers in the country. Endah and Reza, duo group which was formed in 2004, are actively work in the music up to at present time. In 2013, Endah and Reza back to give a surprise to all their fans by releasing their latest album, which become the 3rd album of Endah and Reza. The 3rd album, namely Escape, contained with 9 new songs. Still in the same year, Endah and Reza released a single song entitled Cinta Dalam Kardus, which became original soundtrack of the film Cinta Dalam Kardus starring Raditya Dika and directed by Salman Aristo. After performing at the Festival of Darwin, Australia on August 15-16, 2015, Endah and Reza released a single entitled Seluas Harapan. A new single belongs by Endah and Reza also become original soundtrack of a film called Bidadari Terakhir, directed by Awi Suryadi, which was released in early September 2015. The title of the single was also used as the title of the fourth Enda and Risa's album. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Mimpi Takkan Berlari and Sahabatku Tiada Duanya by Enda and Risa. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Tiada duanya. akan selalu bersama. Hiasi hari ini dengan sempurna, sahabatku tiada duanya. Sahabatku tiada duanya. Sahabatku tiada duanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.